This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassel alongside Chad Jenkins of the Lansing Lugnuts, right-handed pitcher. Chad, tell me about your draft day experience last year. What was it like?
It was a lot of fun. In the morning, I went to school, hung out with the coaches a little bit, and that night I just stayed home with my family and waited for my name to be called.
Did you have any idea when it would be called?
I wasn't really sure. I had a few ideas, but I'm happy with the organization I'm with, and I'm glad they picked me.
It was that sort of thing where anticipation sort of built up over the course of the entire season at Kennesaw State. You had those 41 consecutive scoreless innings in a row. How did you feel as that year was going around and more attention seemed to be focused on you?
You know, I started out a little rough, and then had a couple outings there that were pretty good. And then I went to Stetson, had a really bad outing, and then after I left Stetson, I went and had a month with no runs. So that streak really helped out a lot. And that's when the attention started getting bigger and bigger and things just fell into place.
Did you have a moment while you were at college where suddenly a light bulb clicked on? You would go, oh, suddenly pitching is a lot easier now.
No, not really. I mean, I struggled freshman year, sophomore year. I was mediocre in junior year. It just seemed to all fall into place for me. So I didn't really, I guess if I had a moment, it'd be my junior year when everything sort of fell together for me.
You hear a lot with people that pitching is about the mental side and the physical side and somehow putting it together, learning how to pitch at the same time that your arm and your body is right. What are you learning as a pitcher?
I'm learning this game is it's tough. A lot of it is mental, and that's the biggest part of it. Because as professional athletes, I mean, we know what our bodies can do and stuff like that. But to move up and keep going in the game, you got to be strong up top. So the mental game plays a big part.
How different is it pitching to wooden bats compared to aluminum bats?
Oh, it's a lot better. I mean, I still still hear those noises in bed sometimes, those pings. So it's nice to get away from the ping and get to throw some wood bats.
What's changed about you as a pitcher from your days in college and now here you are as a professional?
Nothing. I mean, I'm still the same guy. I'm not trying to overpower people, just throw my sinkers, get my ground balls, and go from there.
Is there anything that you're working on right now?
I'm working on my changeup. That's one pitch I need to get down pat and throw for strikes more often in the game. But sharpen up my slider, just normal stuff.
One thing I hear a lot of with the changeup is the pitcher needs to find the right grip for him, right? Is that what you're working on with the grip?
No, it's not so much a grip as much as the way my hand releases it for me. I've had the same grip since I've been 9, so it's not a changeup grip for me as much as it's just a wrist slot from where I'm releasing it.
When did you first go to full-time pitching?
College. I played both ways in high school, and when I got to college, started pitching only.
That was it? Just the coach came to you? Or?
No, I mean, I was an all right infielder, position player in high school, and I knew I wasn't going to go anywhere doing a position, so I just sucked to pitching.
While you were growing up, was there a pitcher that you admired most, or was there a position player who was your hero?
Man, I grew up in Atlanta, so I had the heyday. I had Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz, Avery. We had the good days, so I admired all those guys. It was fun going to the games.
Speaking to Chad Jenkins here, this is Jesse Goldberg-Strassel. Chad, your major was accounting, so if not baseball player, would you be going into something economics or business or finance?
I was going to be an accountant. I had plans to get my degree and then go from there.
Finally, what was your best baseball moment that you've experienced so far?
In pro ball?
Or college, or anywhere along the ranks?
Best baseball experience had to be the month of April last year. I mean, it's tough to throw a shutout, and then I somehow managed to string four together, so it was nice.
Chad, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.